In downtown Worcester, old brick buildings harken back to a day when the most innovative technology powered looms and rolling mills. Today, the buildings house not only pipe and valve suppliers, but Worcester Polytech's Bioengineering Center. Some might call it a culture clash, but it's just the right kind of setting for one particular business.
Hey, Christina, how are you doing?
Good.
Not too bad. Thanks.
This is the home of Running Start, a 5,000 square foot co-working space on Prescott Street. A mix of private offices, cubicle space, and long tables are spread out across the floor. A cafe close to completion is in one corner, a chessboard and cushioned seats in another. These shared workspaces are commonplace in Boston and Cambridge, but Running Start is the first of its kind in Worcester.
Software developer in one, and then company
code-crunching programmers wearing T-shirts and headphones quietly click away on their laptops. Running Start founder Ryan Leary says the number of startups who rent space here has more than doubled in the past year.
There was kind of this feeling that, well, if I'm going to do something, I have to leave Worcester. I have to go someplace else because the resources aren't here. Well, now resources are here.
And for a fraction of the price you would pay in Boston or Cambridge, $400 a month gets you a private office space. The same goes for up to $3,000 in Boston. Affordability might be Worcester's calling card as more entrepreneurs choose to stay or move to the area, like software consultant Francois Gagnon, who got tired of waking up at 4 every morning to be at his desk in Boston by 7.
That's very early. Now I wake up, put my alarm at 6.
Gagnon is one of the 27 startups working out of Running Start. He says he and his wife chose to live in Central Mass because they get a lot more for what they pay for.
We have a lot of space. We have animals. We wanted to have a farm, some animals, right? And we have chickens. Right now we have a cat. We want to get goats. We want to get some bees. So that's the plan right now.
But the larger challenge might be finding some worker bees here in Worcester.
The hardest part for me here is finding talents. Comparatively, like if I put an ad on Craigslist for the job that I was looking for on Boston, I would get flooded with emails or a lot more email. Here it just really tickles. Tickles in, I think, in general, just people look at Boston just by default. I think they don't even think that there's something out. They don't even look at it.
And that's what former Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray is hoping to change. He's now head of the Worcester Chamber of Commerce and is working to convince area college students to stick around once they graduate. His plan?
Providing transportation amenities, more housing options, whether it be micro lofts or trying to create more market rate housing. We've got three deckers here in Worcester that would sell for a couple $100,000. One floor alone in South Boston would be $350,000.
He says there's an awakening happening in Central Mass, that people are starting to realize they don't need to schlep all the way to Boston to accomplish the work they want to get done.
We're not necessarily competing. I think we complement each other and can take a lot of pressure off of Boston and Cambridge, in that Worcester's much more affordable. I do think there's more synergy and opportunities for to complement each other than head-on-head competition, though we will compete when we can for those types of businesses.
That healthy competition is exactly what Mark Rice, head of entrepreneurship at Worcester Polytech's Business School, is cultivating. A couple of years ago, Rice started the Tech Advisors Network, a group of seasoned entrepreneurs, business leaders, and investors who meet every month to mentor aspiring entrepreneurs.
The whole idea here is to do what incubators typically do, and that is provide expert advice and access to networks for really early stage entrepreneurs.
35 startups have launched through the network. Some have failed, while others have moved on to other ventures. And that, Rice says, is all part of the entrepreneurial process.
When you start thinking of the excellent universities in Worcester partnering with, I'll call it Central Mass, the idea is to create an entrepreneurship ecosystem in which entrepreneurs can start their ventures and keep them going in central Massachusetts.
And if places like Running Start are further indication, it looks like Worcester's industrial spirit is entering its next wave. Only this time on laptops. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.